This is Breakfast
with Amelia Bernasconi
on ABC Upper Hunter. Now we're talking.
Well, China seems to dominate in everything it does, doesn't it? We've seen the power the country holds, particularly when it comes to our Aussie exports. Wine, barley, coal all spring to mind. Certainly on the coal front, our exports were so often China-bound until, of course, we saw that two-year break. They stepped out of our market. Certainly lots of ramifications from that. They came back early last year, but there's some new research out today showing that China could be stepping away from coal and much earlier than people thought. Zhu Yangdong is the Climate Energy Finance's China analyst and co-author of this research and joins us now. Good morning, Zhu Yang.
Good morning, Amelia.
Thanks for joining us today. What did you find in this report?
Our report finds that China is massively accelerating renewable energy. In just the first 3 months of this year, China has installed 61 gigawatts of wind and solar capacity, which is equal to the entire capacity of Australia's national electricity market. This means China is reducing its dependence on coal power, and coal power will fall to less than 50% of China's energy mix by 2030. And our projections shows that it can stop building new coal power stations before 2030. This is very significant because currently 96% of all new coal power construction globally is in China. And we found that China can bring forward its net zero targets from 2060 to 2050, like the rest of the developed world. This has a very profound implication for cutting global carbon emissions and tackling climate change.
Yeah, wow. There's some huge figures in all of that, Zhu Yang. How surprising was it, though, what has happened in just the first 3 months of this year, given China's heavy reliance on coal in the past?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's that surprising. First of all, the impact of coal pollution and climate change on China's environment has made China a firm believer in climate science ahead of many others. China has seen firsthand evidence of the harm of climate change as a developing nation and the world's factories, such as public health issue caused by air pollution, as well as frequent coastal flooding, storm surges, coastal erosion, and saltwater intrusion. And with the unique top-down political structure, when the central government confirms climate change is a threat to the national security, there will be no room for climate deniers. And second is China's economic past. China has always been prioritizing economic growth over anything else. And last year, we saw 40% of China's GDP growth was driven by the expansion in clean energy.
Wow.
China is in the leading position in the world's renewable energy technology supply chain. And this is a win-win strategy for China as it serves China's national interests and also serves the world by delivering the tools needed for the global decarbonization. And third is China's political system, because there is a central command. So when the government says China must transition its system to clean energy, there will be substantial actions that follow.
I guess that has impacts on Australia, of course, not only our coal exports to China, but also, I suppose, that global peer pressure that Australia might need to up its game, like China obviously is in the renewable space.
Yes, certainly there are implications for Australia. China's transition away from coal power signals a critical shift in the global energy landscape. This includes the, like you said, inevitable decline in demand for coal in China, and the value of coal export is already decreasing in Australia. According to the Office of the Chief Economist, Australia's thermal coal export value is already expected to halve to $33 billion in 2024 from $68 billion in 2022, while coking coal exports are also estimated to fall drastically. So this highlights the need for Australia to diversify its economic base, and we need to transition our economy from historical dependence on coal exports and leverage our world-leading reserves of critical minerals like lithium and strategic metals like iron ore, we can process this onshore and manufacture clean technology here using our abundant renewable energy, such as wind and solar resources. And we also need to make sure that the communities like the Hunter that have been the engine room of our nation are not left behind, but also are the leading players in this transition. And we could partner up with clean tech innovators like China to build our sovereign capabilities and secure our domestic supply chains. There is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to ensure Australia can play a leading role in the accelerating global transition.
It's so much to take in, but like you say, opportunities there, while there will be big changes to come. Zhu Yang, I so appreciate you taking us through this new research today. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Amelia. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
You too. Bye.